everybody, it's time for Talks About Tech Weekly. I'm your host, Michael McAndrew.
And I'm Kevin McAndrew.
So, Kev, episode 12 now, today. So, what's the first story?
Well, the first story is about NASA. And they've been doing some research that some astronauts have been complaining that after they've been in space for 6 months, that they've had blurry vision for a few months afterwards. So there was seven astronauts tested, sorry.
Yep.
And it's very interesting, though, because they had never, like, no one had ever really said about the blurry vision before. So they said that they actually are looking for people now that when they're doing some tests on people that they're recruiting.
Yep.
So when they go into space, when they come back down on Earth, they won't have blurry vision. So it's very, very, very interesting, because you might be thinking, well, how does this, like, affect the eyes? Because of the fluid and some of the nerves in the back of your eye, the gravity, like, moves them around, and then it can become blurry, and then you mightn't be used to it when you come back down to Earth.
Oh, right, yeah. That's very interesting. So so NASA have been having problems with a lot of people who haven't... Like, is the extent... Is it really blurry?
No.
Or would it be just, like, normal short-sightedness, or...
Yes, I think it's something.
So
like
they
that.
Go up and they have fine vision, and then when they come down, they have short sightedness.
Yeah, it'd be kind of blurry for the first week, like really blurry, but it would still be still a bit blurry.
So short distance and long distance.
Yes, just blurry.
It's interesting.
Know. Yeah, it's very interesting discovery that they actually found. So
yeah. So. Arcos tablets. Well, Arcos, they've been doing tablets for a while now, since the iPad came out. And they've come out with a new tablet, the Arcos 80 G9, and also they've come out with an Arcos 101 G9. I'm just going to talk about the 80 G9, and I'm going to go on and talk about another tablet. And the reason why is because these are really, really competitively priced tablets, both running Android. And I think a lot of people will be going for these tablets now, rather than forking out the money for an iPad or something like that, because, you know, most people, they just want a tablet that they can bring around the house, browse the web, use calendar, write documents, that kind of thing. And, both of these tablets can do that. And they also have cameras as well, for doing video chat and all that kind of thing, just like the iPad 2 would be capable of. So I'll start off with the hardware of the Arcos, and I'll bring up a picture here for people who are watching. So the hardware, basically, I'm going to start off with the screen. It's an 8-inch capacitive touchscreen with a resolution of 1024 by 768, which is a pretty standard resolution, but it's strange that it's an 8-inch. It's an unusual, but I think it's a pretty good screen size. It's in between, kind of in between 10 and 7-inch.
Yeah.
I think it's a good size. It has a front-facing webcam that can shoot 720p HD, which is ideal for Skype or Google Talk or any of that kind of thing. And it's pretty good quality. Now, it doesn't have a back camera, but I don't... You know, I'd use my smartphone if I wanted to take actual photos. You wouldn't be holding up your tablet to take some photos. I wouldn't do that anyway, personally.
Well, some people would, but it's a very good idea, because to bring down the price and the tablet so more people buy it, they just put a front-facing camera on. Because not a lot of people, as you said, not a lot of people actually use the back camera on it.
Yeah, exactly. So, right. It's got a selection of processors, which is very interesting. I've never seen this on a tablet. I've seen it on, you know, computers, but I haven't seen this being incorporated in tablets yet. You have a selection of processors. You can get a 1 GHz, Tegra 2, which is a standard enough dual-core processor, or you can go up to a 1.2 GHz dual-core processor, or even a 1.5 GHz Texas Instruments dual-core processor.
Gee, so it would be quite quick if you got
the... This is one of the 1.5 GHz, I think, is one of the fastest processors you can get on a current generation tablet.
Yes.
Which is really good, and the cost of these things is less than a Galaxy Tab 10.1 inch, which I think only gives you a 1 or 1.2 GHz dual core. Yeah. So they're really giving you value for money in this tablet. So you can get an 18 GB, a 16 GB, or they're bringing in a new kind of a new system where you have 4 GB of flash memory for OS, apps, that kind of thing. And you can get a 250 gigabyte hard drive for storing movies or whatever you want.
Music,
yeah. And what happens is it only spools up some like minimal amount of times. So you're not going to get that noise. And it's a pretty quiet hard drive as well. I think it's a very good idea, especially with the cost of hard drives going down. And, of course, flash is very expensive.
Yeah.
So, the design is, I think it's a pretty elegant design. Some grey plastic and I think a black plastic back. It's a pretty sturdy device and it has a kickstand as well, which is very, very sturdy also and very, very handy. A lot of people who have reviewed this have been saying they use the kickstand very regularly. There's also an optional item that you can get for €50. It's a 3G connect or a 3D dongle that you can plug in, and there's an actual USB slot in the back, and you can plug it in and you get your 3G, and you can also plug it into your computer and it'll work on that as well. So it's a really, really good idea. I think they're trying to implement a lot of new kind of design features into this tablet, especially with bringing in multiple processor selection.
Yes,
I think bringing in the hard drives, the 250 gig hard drive, you know, and
I think it's very good because you get lots of selection and you can go ahead and you can buy this.
And you can customize this very much.
Yeah, so I'd say that they're going to be making other tablets using things that have done good, but things that people didn't necessarily like.
Yeah.
Then they would leave those out of the up-and-coming tablets that they might be working on.
Yeah, and it's very interesting because the dongle actually plugs into USB.
Yeah.
So as far as I know, they're saying it'll actually work with other USB dongles as well, which is very handy, even though it'll be kind of sticking out of the back because it's in the back, but it's still handy. So it runs, software-wise, it runs Honeycomb 3.2, which is the latest build of Honeycomb, which is great. And it's pretty much the vanilla. Now, they've made changes to the music app. They've brought in a kind of cover flow style, which is nice. But the rest of it is all the vanilla. There's no kind of additions or their own kind of interface on Honeycomb. And the best part of this tablet is the price.
Yes.
It starts at €254 for the 8 GB model, €270 for the 16 GB model, and for the 250 GB model, it's €315. Now this is an average price. I mean, depending on where you go, you'll get different prices, but it's they're really good price points. Especially you're getting Honeycomb, you're getting a camera, you get a capacitive touchscreen, a multi-touch, everything.
Yes.
Just the same type of touchscreen that you get in the iPad.
Yeah.
Same quality. You get the market, all the apps on the market, everything for that price. It's a really, really good price. And I think the 101 is about maybe €100 more. I'm not that sure. It's a 10.1 inch. If you like the bigger the bigger feel, I'm not sure if that has a back camera or not. But so two great tablets, the new Arcos, the new generation of Arcos tablets that are running Honeycomb. Now the next tablet is Acer, and they brought out a good few tablets, and they announced I think last year, that they were going to do a 10-inch tablet and a 7-inch tablet. And we've been waiting for quite a while to get the 7-inch tablet, and it's finally arrived. And it looks very, very nice. Very striking appearance. It's very well designed. It's very sturdy. It's got this kind of grayish black kind of color to it. It looks similar to the likes of the HTC Flyer, but it doesn't have that kind of aluminium edge on it. Lots of ports on the side. You got a volume rocker, all that kind of stuff. 7-inch, as I said, it's a capacitive touchscreen, which is kind of a given for most tablets these days, with a resolution of 1024 by 600, which is a slightly different pixel density to the Arcos. Yeah. It's a very common screen size, though. It's, you know, the Galaxy Tab 7-inch, pretty much all this... You know, there's a lot of 7-inch tablets out there.
Yeah, well, the Galaxy Tab and this, I'd say, they're very handy because when, like, if you want a tablet, usually you want to be bringing it around, not just sitting down and typing on it.
Yeah,
well, you
might the iPad's pretty big.
Yeah, so sometimes you might want to just sit down and you might want to just type on it. But it's kind of a medium size. So then you can bring it around, and when you're walking, even you could use it. So it's a very good size, actually, I think.
Yeah. So it has a Tegra 2 1 gigahertz processor, which is, you can get that on the Arcos, in the Arcos as well. That's the base processor. Now, what they've really kind of focused on this tablet, which is kind of interesting, is camera. There's a 5 megapixel back camera. And a 2-megapixel front-facing camera.
Wow.
Which is, yeah. Most tablets have like a 0.3-megapixel front camera. So it's quite interesting how they're putting a lot of emphasis on the cameras in it.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot to mention with the Arcos was its battery life. The Arcos has a very, very good battery life of 7 hours on video. Video playback. Which is very, very good for a tablet of that size. Now, it's not as good as the iPad, but that's a bigger tablet, so it has more room for a battery. But that is a very good battery life on a tablet of that size. Now, the Acer has about 4.5 hours of video playback, so it is considerably less. But, you know, some people don't need a big battery, and they probably, you know, the design, it looks very nice. So it depends, really. And also, you know, they've got these bigger cameras on it and things like that. So that's going to be more, it's going to take up more battery life, that kind of thing. Of course, it's got a micro SD card slot, as well as the the Arcos has an SD micro SD card slot as well. The design, yeah, I went through that. The software. It runs Honeycomb 3.2, that is built, again, the same as the Arcos. Now, the price of this is €300 for an 8GB model, which is very reasonable, again. You know, you're paying a bit extra than the Arcos because the cameras. You know, there's two cameras, and they're higher quality than the Arcos, 5 megapixel and 2 megapixel. But apart from that, and screen size, there isn't much difference between the two of them. If you like the Acer brand, you know, more people might go for the Acer brand if they trust it more than Arcos, because Arcos is new into the business. But I think the Arcos is pretty good. Both very good tablets. It depends what your needs are, you know.
Yeah.
If you think the 7-inch is a good size and the 8-inch is just a bit too big, then the Acer. But if you want something a bit bigger than the 7-inch, you're not necessarily going to be bringing it around with you everywhere, then the Arcos is an option as well. And if you don't need the two cameras, the Arcos is an option as well.
Yep.
Two very, very good tablets. So that's pretty much what I have to say about tablets. Kevin, do you want to say anything about the tablets, or
have you covered? I was going to get an Arcos tablet.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, but I ended up getting the iPad instead because I asked for the Arcos tablet, but I got an iPad instead. So
yeah, it was kind of interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, the Arcos tablet's a very good value for money, and I would recommend
and they've,
them.
They've improved so much since the last generation of them.
And in the shop, also, I've used them, and they're very good quality. And the same with the Acer one. Like, they're both incredible tablets for their price.
Yeah.
I must say.
Yeah, they're very good.
Yeah, so if you're getting a tablet, and if you don't want to get an iPad because of the price tag on it.
Yeah. These are two very good options.
They're brilliant. Brilliant. Like, if you're thinking of getting an iPad, I'd say go for the Arcos.
Yeah.
Because of the screen size.
Well,
but yeah, but then if you wanted to use your iPad for just bringing it around, I would definitely recommend the Acer. So they're two brilliant, brilliant tablets.
They are.
And well, I guess if you're looking for a tablet, then you can pick yourself. But it's basically up to what you're going to be doing with the tablet.
Yeah. So this Mars 500 program, I believe. Yep. So this is kind of where astronauts have been brought in, and basically it's like a big simulation of what it would be like to go on the journey to Mars. And so after 520 days.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Six astronauts.
The six astronauts, they have been released eventually after being tested to see their conditions in isolation and food rations. So it's a simulation of what it would be like to go to Mars and to live on the ship and that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, long distance journeys in particular as well, yeah.
So the scientists were pleased with these discoveries and they said that they would like to test it in orbit as well.
Yeah.
So Kev, could you tell us a bit more about this Mars 500 program? I know you're kind of a specialist in space.
Well, yeah, 520 days is a lot.
Yeah, it's a very long time. It's more than a year inside the ship.
Yeah. Well,
so nearly two.
It's nearly 2 years, yeah.
Nearly 2 years.
And, yeah, I guess they would like to test it in orbit as well, because when you're in when you're in space and on the ground,
it's a different kind of...
Yeah, it's different. So they were supposed to have reacted well to isolation and the food rations.
Which is good.
Which, it's a good sign. And it's kind of proving that people can actually go to Mars.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not 100% sure if these are the astronauts that are going to be going to Mars. They might be now, but I think they're just six astronauts that were just picked for testing. So,
okay.
It's very interesting though that we're already like thinking of going to Mars because it's
a very long
away.
Yeah, it's a very long journey to Mars. It would be a pretty big journey now to go to Mars. So are they thinking of so they're probably designing the ship now, are they? To go there.
Yeah, I think they are, yeah.
It's probably a long ways off. Years, maybe? 10 years?
I think they're planning on doing it, maybe 2020. I'm not 100% sure now. But so I think they're planning on going to Mars. Well, this is NASA,
they are
now. Yeah. But it's it was on the news last night.
Yeah,
as
very,
well.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So I just had to point that one out as well. So this week, really, lots of space kind of, well, this week and last week, lots of breakthroughs in space science.
Yeah, there's been a lot, especially with the, also with the research as well that they've found about the blurry vision, which is very interesting. So another very interesting story is this very interesting looking device. Looks kind of like a microphone.
Yeah.
So what it is it's a heart measuring sensor. It's called EPIC, EPIC.
Yeah.
And what it can do is it can measure your heart rate even though it's not actually connected to your body.
Yes. So instead of having contacts, and the, you know, with the gel, and they stick them onto you, and all the wires and that, it's just like they just hold it up to you. They can hold it up to you, and they can read your heart rate even through like a jumper or something. So
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing now.
Yeah. So what kind of uses could we, you know, how could we use this technology, Kev? How do you reckon?
Well, you could fit it in hospital gurneys. So as soon as they get on the gurney, they can just straight away, instead of attaching the wires onto the person, if it's underneath, or maybe even on top, just facing down on them, it can you can get a constant reading of their actual heart rate. So also, if firefighters, if they're in a room and they can't see anything because of the smoke and the fire, they can use it to see if there are any heartbeats in the room. So if they're
so they can see if anybody's alive.
Yeah. So then they can help them out. So
do you know what technology this uses?
Not 100% sure.
Yeah, they probably haven't announced anything.
But they're thinking of, I think, I'd say they're going to be testing it out in at least one hospital next year, I'd say. But it's
don't know how accurate it is, do you?
No, but it's supposed to be very accurate.
That's good.
Because
because a lot of them are, the ones that that actually make contact aren't meant to be. Some of them aren't that accurate.
Because it's actually, it's supposed to be as accurate, because the other one, it could do it like very minute, kind of little kind of beeps in the in your heart rate. Yeah. It could measure it, and this one can as well. So it's pretty pretty damn accurate, if you ask me.
Yeah,
so it's pretty good.
The rhino.
Yes.
So the rhino. What is this rhino?
The rhino is something that you'd see out of
Star Trek or
Judge Dredd.
Judge Dredd.
You know that. I'm the wrong. But
Judge Dredd, actually. The motorbikes
it's
thing.
It's
a
one-wheeled motorbike. If you're watching, you can see it.
It's a unibike.
Yeah, unibike. Unicycle. Well, unibike. Yeah.
Unibike.
But it stabilizes itself.
So it's got, it kind of uses the same technology as the, what's it called, the thing that goes over and back. The
With two wheels, is it?
The what? What is it called? The thing. Ooh. Oh, I was on the top of my head.
It's the
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what it's called.
It's kind of like that.
So what does it use? Like a gyro or
gyro accelerometers, all that. So it was after 5 years of tinkering with it. Chris Hoffman, the designer of it, finally came up with a design that's really good.
Right.
And there's actually been a few guys that tested it out, and they said it's brilliant, you know. It's going to cost about, well, it's going to be in garages next year.
Wow. That's pretty quick.
Yeah. And it costs about $25,000, okay, dollars. $25,000.
It's a steep price, but how much power, probably horsepower, do you know? Is it electric? It is.
Yes, I think it's electric.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't be able to fit an engine in there.
Yeah. You might, just barely though.
Like a tiny engine, like a strimmer engine. Mm.
But he already has five people like willing to buy it already. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like it looks like a unicycle bike. But what I love about it is it has the saddle on it. Mm. And also, it has that little visor that's on those bikes. Mm-hmm. It's
funny.
It's funny. Like, why would you need that visor? I guess just to make it look like a real bike, you know?
It just shows you how technology can do so much, like, auto-stabilizing.
Yeah.
That's pretty tricky.
Yeah, I know.
A pretty tricky thing. So, how does it, like, how can it stabilize itself? Does it give the wheel power?
Yeah, more and less power is really how
okay.
It does
so
it.
How does it stand on its own?
Well, I'm not.
It's
difficult to understand.
It
but
probably has like weight that it can move.
Yeah,
from side to side. That's probably how it does it.
Yeah.
Because it'd be pretty tricky to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows you. I mean, how gyros and accelerometers can help. Bring transport forward to things of the future, really. I mean, that looks iRobot, Judge Dredd kind of thing, Star Trek. Now there's going to be, like, no centers in the wheel. It'll be just, like, a tire.
Yeah, that was...
like in Star Trek.
Yeah, well, it's possible, actually. Magnets, you know?
Well, yeah, actually.
Kind of.
That'll be the next step, because...
Kind of possible.
Magnets, the power of magnets is unbelievable.
Yeah.
If you take, like, the magnets out of a hard drive or something...
Oh. You can take your finger off of those.
Yeah, they're so powerful. And then you can actually, if you just start spooling around something, you can actually get it to spin around at a constant speed through the magnets. It's really...
So it's like a motor.
Yeah, it's a really good source of power as well.
Yeah, so...
I think magnets...
That's the next thing.
You know, we just have to start experimenting with magnets.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this is kind of a funny little... kind of a gadget.
Yeah. DIY build.
It's kind of lethal, though.
Yes,
it is. It's really powerful.
There's
thing.
A video.
We better tell them what it's about first.
Yeah.
It's a wrist-mounted crossbow. Well, I mean, it looks pretty cool.
There's lots of pulleys and all that nice stuff on it.
Yeah. So how does it work, Kev?
Well, there's a little strap that straps around and it comes into your palm. And there's a button there.
Yeah.
And two AA batteries that power a laser. So you can point it and then you can get where you're pointing it then. So instead of looking down, you know, the sights of it or something. So you can just kind of do it from the hip or something. So... Then it has another kind of trigger, and you just pull that trigger, and then what it does is there's all these pulleys and wire and stuff, and then the little hatch comes down, and then it shoots out this little arrow. And
wow.
I saw a video, and what it actually did was, first of all, they fired it at a balloon. It popped the balloon. Okay, it's really accurate, by the way.
Wow.
And then what they did was they got... a light bulb. And then they fired at the light bulb and they smashed that in half. Then they got a cola can, filled it with water, and they shot at it, okay? And they put styrofoam at the back so that it wouldn't stick into the wall or something. Yeah. And it went straight through the can.
Oh, my God.
And the water was pouring out both sides.
That's...
And it stuck into the styrofoam at the other end.
That's very, very powerful.
I know. And then,
it's amazing what people can do, and it's such a great concept. Like,
and then what they did was, the hardest thing of all, they got an apple, and they put it, it was a good bit away, it was like a few meters away, and they put the laser, and the laser, like the little dot, was right on, like in the center, and they shot it, and it hit just below the center, and it just went like right in.
Wow.
But if you got hit by it, you would know all about it.
Yeah,
it'd
be it's like that. They probably got it from Get Smart.
Yeah,
he had the little mini crossbow inside inside his pen knife. Because it reminds me, I was thinking, oh my God, imagine getting one of those stuck in you, and then you're just trying to pull it out. it's amazing what people can do, and it's such a good concept. Like,
yeah. But it's really interesting, though, how I just can't really get my mind around it. There's this strap.
Yeah.
Like, that goes around your arm, and then there's like all these pulleys and stuff, and there's little cogs and things, and then it just makes this little hatch. It's amazing, really, and it's completely DIY. It's not like manufactured by any company or anything, and it was created by Patrick Preeb. I'm not so sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but I think I am. But he usually makes things with lasers, and he made a crossbow, but obviously he put a laser on.
It looks very complex.
Yes, it is. It looks like it's made out of Meccano or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But well, it's really cool.
All right, so that's pretty much all I have to say.
Yeah.
You don't want to add in anything? No?
Well,
you don't have to.
I want to add one thing in.
Okay.
So we've talked about a wrist-mounted crossbow, a one-wheeled bike, okay, a unibike, a heart measuring sensor, and we've talked about two really cheap, really good value tablets, and Mars 500 program, going to Mars.
Yep.
And we've talked about NASA's research in impaired vision.
Which I thought was an impaired vision system.
Yeah, so it makes you... It makes you get impaired vision. No.
Yeah. I thought it was something that fixed
and
impaired vision.
And those, like, seven things, is it? No, six things. Yeah, well, yeah, seven things.
It's amazing they're in the same category.
Yeah,
it's like...
I know.
Space.
I know.
Tablets. What else have you got?
Weapons.
Transport.
Well, yeah.
Kind of weapons.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all linked. It's amazing.
Yeah, and they're all amazing concepts, number one. And they're all amazing feats of technology. And it's just interesting to see every week.
Yeah.
I go up on my iPad and I go up on the internet and I, like, just type in technology or something, and there's already like 100 new discoveries.
Yeah, we're just, you know, moving on so quickly, like,
yeah, like lots of people come up with ideas, but like anti-gravity is the next thing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like 2 years ago the iPad came out, and now look, there's an iPad 2, there's all these
tablets.
Really, really good tablets. I mean, we move on so quickly.
Yeah,
there's even like a $50 tablet now.
Yeah.
You know, they're making them so cost-effective and everything.
Yeah, in 10 years, we'll be able to have a micro, mini, tiny US... Well, what's that called? Thunderbolt. Little slot that can fit underneath your thumb, like your nail. And it can hold a terabyte of information.
Yeah.
That's how advanced I'd say we're going to be in 10 years.
Yeah.
If you think about it. From, well, when did he design the iPod again? 2000, wasn't it?
2001, 2002.
Yeah, maybe. So, yeah.
2002, I think.
Yeah, so that's 10 years.
Yeah.
iPod, just this big, huge, clunky thing, to now a small little iPod Nano with a touch screen.
iPod Touch.
And multi-touch gestures.
This is the...
And the iPad. And the iPhone.
And the iPod Touch.
And the Galaxy Tab as well. Okay.
Yeah.
And let's see what else is
this
there.
This is the first generation iPod Touch.
A single...
5 years old
a
now.
Single wheeled bike.
Yeah.
A wrist-mounted crossbow. Going to
Mars. Lots of different stuff. Lots of different stuff.
Know, so lots of things.
Yeah. So we better leave it there. We're kind of running a bit over time.
Yep.
Thank you very much for watching or listening. Until next time, thanks for watching. Goodbye.
Bye.